Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A young man lost his life when he hit a deer. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover crash on State Highway 130 north of County Highway T early Monday morning around 5:50. It was reported that there were two parties injured in the crash, one of which was ejected from the vehicle. During the investigation, it was found that Carter Hies, 20, of Lone Rock, was traveling northbound on State Highway 130 when he struck a deer. This caused Hies to lose control of the vehicle and enter the east ditch and overturn multiple times. Tayton Rosenbaum, 19, of Sauk City, was ejected from the vehicle and Hies was trapped in the vehicle. Carter Hies was pronounced dead at the scene by the Richland County Coroner's Office. Tayton Rosenbaum was transported to the Richland Hospital, then transferred to UW Hospital for what is believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. Speed is believed to have been a factor in the crash. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, Richland Center EMS, UW MedFlight, and Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Police are looking for a man who shot and wounded another man at a Dane County campground over the weekend. Police in DeForest say 33-year-old Micah Riggins pulled a gun during an argument at Madison Campground Sunday night and shot the victim multiple times. He then fled the scene and is still at large. Police consider him armed and dangerous, and there are other warrants out for his arrest. The victim is expected to survive the attack. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Kamala Harris is making her pitch with the help of Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
For us to get back to a time where we are actually having policy debates and discussions and disagreements, we have to protect what undergirds all of this. And what undergirds all of it is the Constitution.
Cheney joined the Democratic vice president at the campaign event last night.
The notion that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down, it's just wrongheaded.
Both say Donald Trump's promise to terminate the Constitution makes him unfit to be president. Several key deadlines are rapidly approaching for eligible registered Wisconsin voters seeking to cast an absentee ballot before the November 5th general election. Starting today, 2 weeks before Election Day, municipal clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The in-person absentee voting process involves a voter both requesting and completing a ballot on the same trip to the clerk's office or designated location. When a voter requests the in-person absentee ballot, they will complete it immediately in the clerk's office, seal it in the proper envelope, and return it to a member of the clerk's staff. No IPAV ballots may be taken out of the clerk's office. In-person absentee ballots are securely stored by the municipal clerk until Election Day, when they are then processed and tabulated. Voters need to be registered and show an acceptable photo ID when voting in-person absentee ballot. Municipalities may offer in-person absentee voting through Sunday, November 3rd. Importantly, the times and locations of in-person absentee voting will differ from municipality to municipality, so voters will need to check with their municipal clerk as to IPAV opportunities available to them. Some smaller jurisdictions choose to offer IPAV by appointment only. Voters may view IPAV availability by entering their voting address on the My Vote Wisconsin website at myvote.wi.gov/en-us/vote-absentee-in-person. Meanwhile, Thursday, October 31st is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the November 5th general election. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to complete the ballot and return it to their clerk by Election Day. Voters who still want to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately, said Wisconsin Elections Commission Megan Wolf, the state's chief election official. Registered voters can make their request online at myvote.wi.gov. Medicare open enrollment is going on now. Ingrid Kundinger, the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Program Director, says this is the time to make any changes to your Medicare coverage for the next year.
If your medical situation has changed significantly, if you have new medications that you're taking that you want to make sure are covered in a new plan, if you want or need to switch providers, all of those things are important to take a look at right now.
Your Medicare coverage and plan should be tailored specifically for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
So even partners or couples, it's not like, oh, I'm going to take the same one as my partner. It's really what's best for you.
Kundinger says if you have questions or concerns, reach out to your local Aging and Disability Resource Center.
So it's really important to get that unbiased support so that you're not feeling pressured or the person on the other end of the line isn't pressuring you into a plan that's maybe better for their commission than for your actual Medicare.
You can also visit Medicare.gov for information. Open enrollment ends December 7th. The Institute for Sustainable Infrastructure has awarded 9 of Alliant Energy's solar projects with its highest award level, Envision Platinum, for the sustainable development, construction, and operation of the facilities. The 9 projects total 664 megawatts and represent the successful execution of Alliant Energy's Clean Energy Blueprint, a roadmap to diversify its energy resources. All 9 projects were placed into service by the end of 2023 as the energy company delivers on its purpose to serve customers and build stronger communities in a safe, cost-effective, and reliable manner. Projects need to receive at least 50% of the total applicable points across the credits to receive a Platinum Verification Award. Among the projects receiving the awards were Bear Creek, a 50-megawatt project in Richland County. At least 97.4% of all construction and demolition material was either sent to recycling facilities or diverted for beneficial reuse. And the Cassville 50-megawatt project in Grant County. Key stakeholders at the municipal and county levels expressed approval of the project and its execution based on Alliant Energy's proactive communication approach and its economic, environmental, and public health benefits for the community. The Envision framework was designed by ISI to promote more sustainable, resilient, and equitable infrastructure projects. It is comprised of 64 sustainability and resiliency indicators, which are organized within 5 categories: quality of life, leadership, resource allocation, natural world, and climate and resilience. Get ready for a spine-chilling adventure at the AD German Warehouse. This in-person event promises to be a bone-chilling night you won't soon forget. Ashley Mott is an organizer of the event.
This one is going to be unique because it's going to be inside. It's going to be the first and second floor of the AD German Warehouse, which is awesome. It's 4,000 square feet on each floor, so that's approximately about 8,000 square feet you're working with for a haunted house or haunted warehouse. That's what we're doing. So it's a lot to pack in, but we're hoping that we can give the community a really, really cool attraction and have it be a little bit longer, which is really neat too. We have a kind of like certain areas where you kind of have to like go through it kind of like a maze. And then we have other areas where you stroll past, you don't really know where you're going. So it's pretty cool. And we've had a group of people that have come in and helped us throughout the last couple of months kind of come up with new ideas and things like this. I've been working on this for a year about. So it's just kind of like been a labor of love. And it's just one of the really, really cool events that I work with throughout the year. So it's one of my favorites.
Gather your bravest friends and prepare to face your fears at the Haunted Warehouse Friday and Saturday. A small scare with the lights on will be held from 5:30 to 6:30. The small scare is geared toward allowing the younger audience and their guardians to experience the Haunted Warehouse. Tickets are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. No Mercy is the adult version of the Haunted Warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Tickets are priced at $15 per person. Tickets will be available the day of the event in the 1912 building. Tickets are first come, first serve. Payments may be made by cash or card. Credit card fees apply. All proceeds will go to the restoration and preservation of the A.D. German warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
This fundraiser is our biggest through the entire year. Last year, we raised $6,000 profit, so in just two nights, which is amazing. So, like I said, this is our hugest fundraiser, and so we like to be able to give back to our community and give them an attraction, but it's huge for us in terms of what we raise annually.
Groups of eight people will enter the building promptly every 5 minutes. Your group number will be announced and your group will immediately head over to the warehouse. Only participants will be able to enter with their group number. Smaller groups will be added together to make a group of eight. If your group is larger than eight, be expected to be separated into two groups. Absolutely no cell phones or other devices will be allowed to be taken into the attraction. For safety reasons, it is important that everyone understands the rules before entering the attraction. Go to the Eventbrite webpage to view the rules. If you have any spare time, Ashley Mott says volunteers are still needed.
I need about 15 more volunteers. If I could have my dream, yeah. I need about 15 more to like fully staff everything that I'd like in there, yeah. They can reach out to me, and then I'll go over all that information with them and then get them set up so they're good to go. So we do have a mock run through. That's the 24th, which is the Thursday before the event. And then that way they'll be able to know exactly where they're at, and then it'll be another reiteration of the instructions that I gave them too. So if they haven't signed up, they are more than welcome to reach out to us, and we would be happy to have them.
The Haunted Warehouse event will be held Friday and Saturday from 5:30 to 9:30.